Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. When we hear the word weed, our thoughts go to marijuana almost immediately. In the early 1940s, one of the challenges of the Humboldt County Agricultural Department was weed control. No, not marijuana, but a plant called Klamath weed, better known as St. John's wort. Humboldt's agricultural lands had been invaded by this noxious weed, especially the southern part of the county. First discovered in the Klamath River area in 1900, the weed spread and became a pest in 19 California counties, with Humboldt being the worst. Klamath weed is a plant that grows between 1 and 4 feet tall, with bright yellow 5-petal flowers, blooming from June through August. As it takes over from native grasses, livestock will eat it and will be poisoned. The seeds are tough and pass through the animal, thus spreading through pastures. Even the heat from a wildfire is not enough to kill the seed. The county treated the weed with granulated borax for a number of years. I worked for the county during parts of the summer for 2 consecutive years, the second season as a foreman of an 8-man crew. The weed killer of choice at that time was granulated borax, which came in 50-pound sacks. Each crew member was furnished with a metal bucket, which would be filled from the 50-pound sacks. We would line up, double arms length apart, the buckets in hand, walking slowly looking for the weed, from seedlings to full grown. You would broadcast the borax by hand, not only on the plants, but in a large diameter around the plant to make sure that the root ends would be destroyed as well as the taproot. We were never in a position to see the results of our work, as the borax was not activated until the first rain. As some of you know, borax, once wetted down, will kill any vegetation that it comes in contact with, so you are left with barren ground for at least a year. This treatment was manpower-oriented and was not foolproof. Australia had Klamath weed infestations, and through biological research found the most effective method of control was a beetle that would destroy the Klamath weed, but not other types of vegetation. They were imported to the United States in 1944. In 1946, the beetles were introduced to a test location in Humboldt, resulting in the beetles destroying 20 acres of Klamath weed just in that one location. The beetles were then introduced to other Humboldt locations plus 19 other counties in 1947. Most of the infestation was erased over the years, but there are areas in southern Humboldt where Klamath weed still exists. The weed can also be seen along some of the county roadsides. If you see some of these pretty plants in bloom, don't pick the bouquet. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.